Radio Prague News.
The European Parliament has approved 5 million euros in aid to go to Northern Moravia, which was badly hit by floods last fall. The Public Affairs Party has expelled its deputy chairman Jaroslav Škarka, who told the press the party had paid him for his loyalty and secrecy. And the Senate has passed a new bill banning over 30 new synthetic addictive drugs. The European Parliament has approved that over 5 million euros, or 122 million Czech crowns, from the EU's Solidarity Fund be granted to Northern Moravia, which was badly struck by floods last fall. The Czech government estimates that the damage caused by the floods is in excess of 204 million euros. Another 10.9 million euros, or 266 million Czech crowns, in recovery aid are still pending approval by the European Parliament. The Public Affairs Party has expelled its deputy chairman Jaroslav Škarka over his claims that the party paid him for his loyalty and secrecy on party financing. A special meeting of its council decided that Mr. Škarka, who is the party's plenipotentiary, had acted unethically and had damaged public affairs. Mr. Škarka originally made the comments for an interview that he believed was off the record and was secretly taped by a reporter from the weekly Respekt, who he'd also told that certain party sponsors exist only on paper. He later informed the media that he had received a monthly 55,000 crown payment, as well as 170,000 crowns from Transport Minister Vít Bárta, in return for unspecified party activities. Public Affairs has filed a lawsuit in connection with the case, and police have reportedly begun investigating of their own accord. The Senate has approved a bill that adds 33 new addictive drugs to the list of banned substances. Pending the signature of the president, the new law could take effect as early as April. On Tuesday, the Senate Committee on Constitutional and Legal Matters had refused to endorse the bill, which had already passed through the lower house of parliament unanimously. Senators were concerned about the lack of a transition period before the bill's introduction, as well as the realities of enforcing the law. A number of the substances that will be banned after the bill takes effect were also recently prohibited in Poland, a move that led to a temporary spike of their sales in the Czech Republic, where they remained legal. On Wednesday, an Upper Circuit Appeals Court in Olomouc handed a 10-year prison sentence to a police officer charged with aggravated assault against a Vietnamese citizen, overturning a previous verdict that sentenced the man to 3.5 years. The police officer is the main perpetrator of a brutal attack against a Vietnamese man during a police operation. The man later died from the injuries he suffered at the hands of the police. The incident, which happened in 2009, caused outrage in the Czech Republic's Vietnamese community. And now for a brief look at the weather. Temperatures are expected to rise to the mid-20s on Thursday with plenty of sun and clear skies. My name is Sarah Berufka, and this brings us to the end of the news.